They didn't have a jewelry box.
Who didn't?
I didn't.
Is that why you lost it?
Yeah.
That's why we made one. I had no place to put her door.
I don't have any milk, Daddy. Would you pour me some milk?
All right,
Lovey. Here it comes. I'll leave it out in case you want some more. I forgot my soup today.
Your soup?
Thermos.
Yes, I know. I had it for lunch.
I was ticked about that because I was hungry. I had my two sandwiches and they were good, but when they were over, I wished I had something else to eat.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, honey, soup, please, have some more.
Good.
Well.
Now, tomorrow I go until about 1 o'clock at that school, Oak Square. And I can be home by 2, so if we were all packed, we'd sleep by 2.
Oh, well, then I can really take that to grocery
store tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why I told you to be there. Oh, I just worked
over
there. Because
we won't be home until 30. All right. Well, then we'll probably be eating dinner on the road. And we'll be arriving at 7:30.
Didn't we tell Stephen to expect us for dinner?
Yes, but we're going to the Coast tonight.
Oh, we are?
I think so. And Saturday night is the 2nd because they're on the way home.
You're right.
Okay. What did you tell
the Colts? I don't know, but I just looked it up in my book, and tomorrow's the Cubs.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as dinner.
I don't remember.
So early.
So what, love?
But did you think you should cut this? Okay, so it always falls off. I'll show you. It always falls off when it's big. Yeah.
Well, anyway, Mommy had it, so it wasn't wasted.
How about if we put your napkin in front of you so that you don't get your new jelly all full of spaghetti?
Why?
Well, if you want it to be all full of spaghetti, your first day of wearing your new Johnny blanket, there.
Why do we want to put it there? So, Mommy, it's falling off a little bit.
Well, that's one thing about spaghetti. It always falls off.
Did you have fun playing with Sharon today?
Yeah.
lot of melting.
Yes, I'm beginning to see the grass in places.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, it couldn't have melted that much.
Well, it's pulling where people have had their sidewalks plowed. The snow's pulling away, and you can see grass in certain places.
Hmm.
Jeez.
Yep.
I did my long walk. I gotta get good shoes. My feet are really beginning to hurt. My arches.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
We're just after the shoe store that has all different types of shoes that don't hurt your toes.
That's right. Well, Leslie Rosenblatt from Johns told me that there's a store in Cambridge called the Marathon. So, excellent shoes for joggers. Being that I am walking briskly on an aerobics program, I'm thinking of going there.
Okay. If we have time tomorrow, then we can spasm shoes tomorrow. For you.
Mm-hmm.
Jog every day.
Got an estimate from Nordstrom. $1,000 if we do the work.
$2,000
if he does
the
work.
Mommy?
No.
Mommy, I can't tell
me. He was just very quiet.
$1,000 instead of $300? You had a $300.
Yeah, right. I think Bill Henning is going to get our...
To laugh in his face?
No, he sent me it in the mail. It was very well written up, though. I need to say.
Did you describe anything to me about Nordstrom?
No, but he came in a suit and a tie. Very quiet,
well,
didn't say much of anything.
Who's the guy you like the best?
Sherman, and I haven't gotten him yet. But I imagine his is going to be comparable. I just have this feeling. Bill Henning seems to be more in our price range.
And what was his bid? 300 to 600?
Yeah.
Think he's going to get the job?
What? Think I'm going to get the job?
No, you think he's going to get the job?
Well, I mean, if Sherman comes up with a $2,000 for him to do all the work, I think Bill Henning's going to get the job, yeah. $1,500 difference.
Yeah, we can just tell Henning we want him to put up the new plasterboard.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that will increase it, somewhat. But
how many total bids did you solicit? Six?
No, 10. 10 or 11.
How many total did
you get? Mommy, look at all that tomato. Mommy, look at all that tomato sauce in my mouth.
Oh, yes. You know why? Because you get some on your mouth.
Sherman's the only one out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nordstrom and Sherman came the same day.
Nordstrom
get Sherman's tomorrow.
Nordstrom is high?
He's the highest so far. There was another... Yes, he is the highest so far because... William Earle was my first one, and he was the highest. For him to do just the preparation, because I never asked him if he could do everything. This is only... He was, maybe 400 or 500. And that was the highest for preparation. But
just a rule of thumb, you double whatever the preparation is and you get their paying cost?
No, I don't know what the rule of thumb is, because... I didn't ask them all that question, because it wasn't until I was halfway through talking to these people that you decided that maybe it would be worth us asking them to do all the work.
Help me get it back then.
How many people did you ask?
The last four.
Now three of them have doubled it.
Yeah. Last work, two have doubled it, and one only gave me an estimate for if he did all the work, and he never gave me that one that called up and you answered.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it would have been nice if you'd taken me seriously when I first started talking.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could have had 12 estimates.
No, it wasn't that I didn't take you seriously, it's just that I just didn't think at the time about how unrealistic it would be for you to try and do the paintings.
No, because I don't think you got really into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I wish you'd gotten into it at the time when I started discussing it.
How are you doing, Mulu?
So a chair, too. I must eat all this. This is too much.
Well, you eat as much as you can.
Oops, some of the
phone. You can go to nursery school tomorrow. I thought we wouldn't be able to.
But why?
Why? Because we're not going to leave for New Jersey until after nursery school's over.
Why?
Because Daddy has some work until then. You can go and visit your auntie again. That was pretty close. And you get dressed up when you're over there.
And would you stay for a couple minutes there?
You'd like me to stay here for a little bit?
Yes, I'll show you my auntie.
You want me to be your auntie?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stay a little bit. I'd like to walk. But I'll stay and we'll play for a bit and then I'll go and do my walking.
Okay. Mommy,
I'm full now. But my tummy's saying
nothing and I'm not
thirsty. Where did you get this
Shawnee bike? Oh, a
sandwich. Did Mommy and you go this afternoon?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's a size 6.
It's a size 6.
For a 6-year-old? No kidding. And that's twice as big and old as you. I finally found out where Calvert's is. I drove past it on my way to Lois Sopkins. So I know where that store is now.
Oh, does she live in Needham?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to pull it up like a skirt when you walk.
Poor Tina called Tay.
Why is she poor?
Well, because she was thinking of enrolling Julie. And I told her. She said, I'd like to come next week. To the nursery school. And I said, yeah, it's already enrolled for next year.
Mommy, what are these? Mommy, what are these all around it?
Petals.
Why does it have petals?
Why is the flower? This is supposed to be where the pollen is. The petals are pretty colors that attract bees. So they'll come and make the honey.
How can bees make honey in this kind of flower?
Well, that's not a real flower.
I know.
So they can.
You're right, they can. But in a real flower, from a real flower, they could make honey.
Mommy, why can't they make honey in a pretend flower?
Because there's no nectar in a pretend flower, only in real flowers.
Why isn't there? Why isn't there?
I think that's just made out of straw or something.
No, that's your
food. It's not.
Actually, the bees make the honey in their bodies. They just use the pollen to do it. No, is it pollen?
Pollen and nectar. Listen, we just read a book yesterday about bees making honey.
Hmm. They use pollen and nectar?
Mm-hmm.
What is nectar?
I'll show you.
Hey, I'll show you.
I'll show you about it.
Jenny knows all about the worker bees.
Maybe. I'll just show you all about it. Hold on. No, I wish
whatever they do.
Okay. When everything's flat, everyone needs to go. Then they have everything where they want. And when everything's there, they don't understand where they're going to go. Now, those bees are going very far away to get some honey.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to get home? I don't know how they're going to get there. I don't have them in our car, but they made me go turn around.
Are those their wings going flop, flop, flop?
No, flap.
Flap. Flap, flap, flap. And those are those milkweed pods? Yeah, what kind of weeds are
they? No, that's clover.
Clover, right. What a dummy now. But what about the nectar and the pollen? That's the part I'm interested in.
Yeah, but...
This is real. They really do this, Jenny.
Yes, I know, but this is only me story for her claim for eggs.
But in real life, bees do lay eggs just like that.
The queen bee. She's the only the queen bee lays eggs.
You're right.
Yeah. I'm not sure if those are babies. I'm not sure.
And these little things are the cells in the honeycomb.
And those are cell worms.
And they're coming out, he's coming out of a cell?
Yeah.
He just been born?
Yeah, from a cell. He's the worker bee.
How can you tell?
Can
you tell from looking at him he's a worker bee?
Yes, but I'm not sure of the bee's mouth. I'm not sure about me.
I don't discuss that.
Now, that man's putting honey in it.
Oh, he's collecting it from the hives?
And those are skunks, right?
What are they doing?
They're in the grass.
Well, an interesting thing is that bees don't fly at nighttime because they don't see, and they come out to see what the problem is, and the skunks eat them.
Oh, really? Skunks eat bees?
What?
They're very brave.
Only one bee is there to make her hay.
But that's the end of the story. Well, thank you. You did a very good job of interpreting that for me, Jenny.
Yeah. Everything I
need. Right? Maybe we can go over that again and talk to them.
And
I'll show you all the pictures of that.
Things like that.
Chocolate more spaghetti?
No,
not
much. And I got
some newspaper.
Did that
come in the mail today?
Yeah, no, not today. All these people, I think, are going on an airplane. They just put the clothes
on. Okay. Oh, I look closely. It looks to me like they're all consuming. Looks like they're at the checkout counter of a supermarket. They're all buying things, and that's what the people who made this newspaper would like us to do.
Yeah.
You're very handy with that chair.
Yeah. But look, I can carry it.
Oh, and muscles.
coloring book, Jenny, where you made the horse by following the dots? Or was that one? Was that Sharon?
No, that was mine.
Oh. I have to find that and show it to Daddy.
Okay, I'll find it.
Where is it now, Bubba?
Oh, it's in that coloring book. I'll get it.
And Sharon said Jenny followed the numbers in order.
No, really?
Well,
what's
my color? Where's the
last one?
Is it the last
one? Yeah. Last one. Oh, here it is. There it
is. Now look for it. Here's the one that's chair in it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't tell you.
What's that, an elephant?
No, it's a bear, Ogu.
Oh, I beg your pardon. What's an Ogu?
Funny, it's a good thing all her friends don't use toilet paper. Otherwise, I think we'd be in the toilet exchange. Here he's all. We'll probably go through that when she's four anyway.
There's a horse. Okay.
Did Sharon do some of that too?
Yes, I helped her. I helped Sharon with
this. That came out very nicely.
Yep. I
helped her. Your numbers are in the 20s, so.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh,
I was rather surprised.
Thank you, Lovin, for joining me.
What?
Oh, I'm getting full too.
Oh, just stop eating.
Well, you know me, I never stop eating.
And if you get too full, then you stop eating.
You're right. I'm not quite there yet.
But do you think that's still or not? Do you think that's
still? Oh, you turn around all along. That spells dollar.
No, I mean right there.
Oh, it says 1, 2, 3.
What was the best spell, isn't it?
Dollar flea market.
Being shown around. I bet they've taken themselves off the market.
Gonk, tink, tink, gonk, tink, tink, gonk, tink, gonk, tink, gonk, tink, gonk, tink,
gonk, tink, gonk, tink, gonk, tink, blink, gonk.
That's pretty good. Sink, blink. Gonk, monk.
Yeah.
I love the words you're making up these days.
I wonder if it comes from reading all of those on sweatpants.
Oh, I'm sure that's something to do with it.
That's because I teach.
Bink, bonk, drink, drunk, tink, tonk, linkity, fonk.
Look, Mommy and Daddy.
I see you. Balancing up there, aren't you?
Yes, look, Daddy. Hold
your hand up. You're balancing. I hope you don't waffle. What a neat playmate you must be for another little boy or girl to have.
What day does David come over to our house?
Usually on Thursday.
What was today?
Thursday.
What was going to be tomorrow?
Friday.
Because Friday comes after Thursday.
Always does. One thing you can usually be certain about.
It's going to be warm, too. As you said, dear, the February fall.
And look at this. Now look at this down.
Yeah, like a frog balancing on a lily pad. Excellent.
Yeah. Now that's this.
Take this weekend? A whole bottle of it?
Good.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind.
That's all we have.
Well, I could pick up something if you don't want to part with it.
Oh, you could take down this half empty box. No?
No, that we can't.
Why can't we do that?
Well, we'll take one of these. We'll go to the cops. Now, when we leave the cops, we'll take what's left and take it to the Steffens. No? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they may not open it.
Well, that would be a kick in the pants.
Well, you know, if it doesn't go with what they're having. And anyway, we're not going to even make care for dinner. So why are we going to get
an open? Oh. Well, why should we bring a bottle of wine then?
I was
going to
try it on
the wind.
I was thinking
of
making.
Let's bring in the cheese cake.
All right.
Bring Stephens the one. What a stretch. Incredible strength. Another incredible feat. Da da da! You're an incredible girl.
I'm so incredible.
Full of positive aspects, too.
It looks like that this is pink.
What?
These diamonds are pink.
They look yellow to me.
I have two very big, large boxes of paper.
Can
you help me tomorrow
and
get them out?
Okay.
And
look.
And Mommy is wearing a beret in her hair.
She is. Where? Oh, yeah. Looks very pretty. She flattens out her ponytail. Mm-hmm. Makes it flow gracefully.
Yes, I was so anxious
to
wear my hair
and the ponytail
on the side.
You would like to do that yourself?
Yes, I was so anxious to do that.
Well, your hair will soon be long enough to do that.
Hard to wait, isn't it, Jenny?
So anxious to do it. I'm so anxious.
Reassuring? Sympathizing?
Well, I was actually listening about how hard it was.
I know, I was the one that was reassuring.
Oh.
My dear Mommy!
Yes?
Does David still have my small slacks that I don't wear?
Yes.
Why does he?
Well, because he
does he wear
his diaper so much that he wet his pants. And he couldn't go home in wet pants, he would have gotten cold. So we put those dry pants on him.
Hey, Jenny.
Home, but he'll bring them back next time he comes to see us.
Have you and Genevieve had chicken pox?
No.
Well, I had chicken pox. Genevieve
hasn't. Why? She's liable to get them now.
What, you mean because it's going to nursery school?
No, because I was exposed to it today.
Oh, well, no. Not even you were exposed. She has to be exposed.
That's right. I would have to actually have it for her
to
get it from
you
me.
You had chicken pox?
Yes.
I never had.
There was a little boy. I'm still not convinced it was chicken pox. It was Chris Fullis in one of the classes where I work. And he showed me this little thing on his tummy. It looked to me like a mole that he had scratched and irritated and was getting infected. So we sent it to the nurse and she said it was chicken pox.
Wonder if it was a potato.
Yeah,
that's a potato. Just one mark?
Yeah.
Well, I can have it. You just get one mark and that's chicken pox.
You mean that's all you get? a nice.
But that's why I had to diagnose only on one morning.
What record do you have in mind? Careful you don't trip over that part that's flat in there, Jenny. I'll make up your coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Dinner's over.
Dinner is officially declared over.
No.
Bomb.